The devotional for today is entitled, There's No Such Thing as Absolute Truth. When Christians affirm that it's necessary to accept the truth revealed in the Bible, their efforts are sometimes met with the response that there's no such thing as absolute truth. However, if absolute truth doesn't exist, then this very affirmation cannot be entirely true. In contrast, the Bible speaks of truth in absolute terms. For example, the Apostle John records Jesus saying, I am the way, and the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. John 14:6. John 1:14-17. Those who argue that there is no such thing as absolute truth do so in part in an attempt to avoid controversy. However, truth, by its very nature, is controversial because it opposes all that is false. In order to determine the difference between the two, there must be a standard, 2 Timothy 1:13. What will it be? My feelings and opinions? Yours? The dominant ideology of the majority? Man-made religious traditions handed down from our parents and others? Jesus was actually a controversial man because he stood for truth, so much so that it got him killed. While many today speak of my truth, his truth, and her truth, disciples of Christ must tell the world of the truth. They must accomplish this mission, though men suppress it, Romans 1:18, and refuse to obey it, Romans 2:8. Jesus claimed to be the perfect embodiment or source of truth, John 14:6. He promised to lead his apostles into all truth, John 16:13, John 15:26, 17:17. On the verge of being handed over by Pontius Pilate to be crucified, Jesus insisted that he had come into the world to bear witness to the truth, John 18:37. After his crucifixion and burial, many eyewitnesses, as many as 500 at one time, 1 Corinthians 15:6, saw Jesus alive, further demonstrating that everything that he said was true. The truth was revealed through the apostles, just as Jesus promised, and has been recorded in written form so that future generations may have the opportunity to know his will. 1 Corinthians 14:37, 1 Thessalonians 2:13. The question, therefore, is not, does absolute truth exist, but rather, will I choose to believe and obey it? Only the truth, just as it is revealed in the Word of Christ, can set us free from our sins. John 8:31-32.